The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 182, The Day of Reckoning.
Captain, I just got verification from ground that the Canberra called for taxi to the active.
Have they called for clearance delivery yet?
Stand by.
Captain Tam, man the navigation console, plot a course to the Cali Hospital airfield that'll take us north. I don't want Dr. D to pick us up.
On it.
Clearance has been given to the Canberra for direct flight to the Cali Hospital airfield.
Contact clearance on our secure IDF channel and clear us to follow.
Clearance delivery, this is the Mercury on secure channel 1 for IDF mission clearance. Over.
I have the course plotted. We will head north through the mountain range, then turn west.
Roger that. We'll circle until we get confirmation from Joffre that someone disembarked and went to the hospital.
Copy that. Cleared for engine startup.
Primary engines from standby to engage.
Standby to engage.
Avionics on.
Avionics on. All instruments in the green. Engine temps nominal.
We need to stay out of sight until the Canberra is airborne.
Clearance, we're going to need pushback once the Canberra is rolling. Over.
I'm going to let Joffre know they're on the move. Mercury for Joffre.
Go for Joffre.
The Canberra's taxiing. They have clearance to the hospital, so get ready.
Copy that. What's your status?
Engines are warming up. We'll start our taxi once the Canberra's rolling down the runway. We'll cruise north and then west and circle over the mountains. We'll await your instructions.
Excellent. I'll call you as soon as we determine what they're doing. I plan to hold you off until one of them goes inside the hospital.
Roger that. I'll call you back once we're airborne. Mercury out.
This is the Mercury. We copy. Cleared for pushback. Taxi the active via Alpha Lima Foxtrot. Hold short the active. Mercury. All right, everyone. Tighten those seatbelts one more time. The game is afoot.
I'll be so happy when this is over and I can go back to hauling cargo.
You and me both.
Oh, come on, you two. Where's your sense of adventure?
Hey, I got all I wanted on Galaza.
And that bunker on Titan 3 was enough for me. I think you must have a death wish. Wasn't Death River enough for a lifetime?
Maybe I'm like a cat. I've got 8 more to go.
We're getting pretty close to their arrival time. I wish we had a better view of the entrance.
I think this is the best we could do without raising suspicion. Kelly and Nelson will be outside alongside the electrician's truck. They'll be directing the parabolic microphone.
You know, Nelson was raised in a demolition family. He's used to climbing structures. I bet he could climb that light standard and get a real good view. He could even look like he's working on the light.
I don't think that's necessary. Besides, I don't want to step on the toes of local unit number 3 of the IBEW. I'm happy they're letting us use their equipment.
The IBEW?
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Let's leave the pole climbing to them.
That's probably a good idea.
Comm check.
Got you loud and clear. How about me?
Same. We're turning on the parabolic. Monitor channel 3.
Okay, we can hear Leonard's bus. Everything sounds good here.
Hey, can you guys hear me from there?
Go ahead and wave to him.
Okay. Wanted to make sure, because I'm getting a little nervous here.
Yeah, like we didn't notice.
He'll be fine. He's been working closely with Louis, so he knows who he's dealing with.
He looks a little shaky from here. You think he'll go through with this?
We were just talking about that. I think he's good to go.
Well, he better be. Sunset's getting pretty close.
It's hard to believe all of this started with Claire walking into Jim's detective agency, even before he could hang his shingle.
I know. It's been a crazy ride. We did get to enjoy a nice lunch at that cafe on the bay, though.
That's true. And we got to meet Tony and Jameson. As soon as the first wave arrives, text him for me.
Will do. It's too bad that Jim isn't here to close out his first case, though.
Yeah, but I imagine he's pretty busy on that case on the planet Cali.
Hey, You know, I thought things back on Earth were boring, but this is mind-numbing.
It has been quite boring, I must admit, but things will be changing rather quickly. The Canberra should be arriving soon.
All right, just go over it one more time. If Nurse Ladner comes in, I follow her and I stop her.
And if the doctor goes in, I'll follow him while you call for the Mercury. In either case, one of us will have to board the ship and stop them from taking off. Hopefully the Mercury can do a vertical landing and block the Canberra in.
Well, we're going to know soon enough. I see the Canberra circling.
Mercury, Jaffra on TACCOM 1.
Go ahead, Jaffra.
The Canberra is setting up for final approach. Once she lands and we see someone going into the hospital, I'd like you to execute a vertical landing to block her from taking off.
Copy that. I'll sit down in front if there's room. If they want to leave, they'll have to do it in reverse.
The Canberra is on final now. Do you need to get in position for a long final approach?
We're going to stay on the other side of the mountain range. Once you give the signal, we'll come straight in for a vertical landing.
Sounds good.
Here she comes.
Whoever goes into the hospital will walk right past us, so stay out of sight. They'll most likely take the electric cart, so one of us will follow on your motorbike.
You're a pretty big guy there, Jaffra. Sure you can ride that thing?
If not, I can run faster than that cart. Okay, here they come.
That's Nurse Ladner coming down the ramp. It looks like you get to board the Canberra.
I think the doctor is the only one I need to worry about. Marco will go with whoever pays him, and my only concern is Wi-Fi.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about him. I've come to recognize this signal. I'm not getting anything from him.
Now what's this?
A doctor? I would expect both of them to leave the ship.
It's not just them. Here comes Marco, and he's carrying Jomac.
Hey, the ramp's going up. I think Bella's stealing the ship.
Mercury, we have a situation here. It appears that Bella is hijacking the Canberra with Wi-Fi. What's your location?
We have a visual. She's beginning to taxi. I'm not sure I can get there in time to intercept.
Now you'd have to risk damaging both ships to stop her. Land and pick us up.
On our way.
There she goes. I don't know how far she expects to get with just her and Wi-Fi on board.
My guess is that she's going somewhere else on this planet to get a crew. I know Jomac is not going to be happy, but we have the doctor. We'll have to let her and Wi-Fi go for now.
Man, that's going to be one upset Aussie.
Welcome to Southwestern Step Central. Please ensure you have all your belongings prior to exit.
You may not be able to depart, sir.
Why is that, Jameson?
You don't have your shadow with you?
My shadow?
Sam.
Please stand clear of door. You are cleared for egress.
Captain Richards. Agent Simon.
Good to see you again, Gregory.
Are we all set?
Yes. Everything is in place. Jameson, nice to see you. And Scarlett, we meet again, but under better circumstances. I take it Sam is with Detective Garrett?
Yeah. I was going to dine with them, but I just couldn't stomach watching Sam eat. They're on their way here now.
Excellent. So, as far as you know, everything in Queens is on schedule?
Yes. Detective Jocko just texted me and said that they are all in place and Leonard is standing by the STIP with transportation. They'll be coming in two waves. He'll notify me once they're underway to the apartments.
Now, Scarlett, do we have a location on Hank yet?
Yes, he is off campus right now and will arrive here soon. He obtained a pass allowing him to pick up passengers for a field trip.
Is Garrett staying off campus until then?
He will be, arriving on campus. and setting up a few blocks away in an unmarked van. He won't move into position until Scarlett makes the call.
Once I get notification from Leonard or Louis, I'll let Captain Richards know so she can call Detective Garrett. Then I will call Hank.
Well, Mr. Gregory, we have over an hour and a half before their scheduled arrival. Perhaps we can get a better overview of your facility and where each of us will be.
Certainly. Follow me to our meeting room.
I need to know the exit I'll be using to confront Hank.
I have a safety vest and hard hat for you in the meeting room. I can show you on our fire exit plan where to go. You'll need the gear because you'll be exiting from the plant, and you'll need to blend in.
Great. Perhaps with that gear on, I won't be so conspicuous to Hank.
Inconspicuous, yes. As long as you don't open your mouth so he could hear that accent of yours.
What's wrong with my accent? I understand me perfectly.
You understand who perfectly?
And there you have it.
Right in here. Please. Everyone have a seat, and I can go over it with you. This is a map of the subterranean layout of the power plant. As you can see, its footprint is much larger than the power plant. Jameson, this is the door that will take you up to the plant. There's a camera at the top. Don't exit until you see that it is clear. It will take you to this section of the plant.
Well, I imagine the power plant is a fairly secure area. What do I do if I'm stopped?
I was just getting to that. Here, this badge will grant you access to the plant as an OSHA inspector. Nobody wants to talk to them, so you'll be okay.
I take it that large circular area in the center is the main control room?
Yes. From there, you can see all arrivals and departures. We have a camera on each pad.
That's perfect. That's where we can place someone when the arrivals begin. They can relay body counts and descriptions of the arrivals to us.
The arrivals have a general idea where to exit based on a map I gave them. They think they are taking the street-level exit that comes out across the street in that fenced-in area.
Once the first group arrives, go and meet them at the gate.
You'll be escorting them to this area. It is marked like the street exit, but it leads to our holding area.
I take it that once they are secured, she'll return to the second arrivals. Do you have a firm number yet?
Hank told me to expect 10.
That's Garrett's signal. He and Sam are on campus now.
Excellent. All we have to do now is wait for Queens to give them the all clear.
Let's go, let's go. Come on, Gabby, get this ship off the rock. Let's get after her.
Stand down, J-Mac. We have to think of our overall mission.
No, we're not going through this again. We sat here once when my ship was stolen and we can't do it again.
Jaffa's right, J-Mac. We caught them once before, and we can do it again. Bella's flying your ship solo. Did you see Wi-Fi when you were on there?
I think he was out of it. That's why we need to go after her now.
J-Mac, what do you expect us to do? Chase her down and shoot the camera out of the sky?
Gabby's right. All we could do now is follow her until she lands.
All right. I've secured the doctor and Nurse Ladner in the brig.
And why isn't he in there with them? You two-faced...
Look, Skipper. I was stranded on this planet with the rest of the crew. We didn't have enough units to live here. The doctor offered me quite a bit of monetary units just to fly a ship. What was I supposed to do?
How about showing loyalty to your captain? Jaffra, someone better start flying and getting after me ship.
J-Mac, come on now, they're right. Bella can't get very far. At best, she might be able to obtain orbit so she could divert attention to reviving Wi-Fi. Marco, why didn't Bella keep you on board to fly the Canberra?
Oh, I didn't want to have anything to do with either one of them. They're a pack of galahs.
What? Didn't they offer to pay you enough?
J-Mac, stand down. Marco, go and check on our guests. I don't want to risk any kind of escape.
Will do.
I believe you owe Captain Tam an apology.
That's all right, Jaffra. He's a hothead who would do anything to get his ship back. He wasn't thinking clearly. But listen, J-Mac, you do something like that again, you're going to meet Mr. Payback. And you know what payback is?
Yeah, a female dingo. Listen, I'm sorry, but I saw a chance to get on board and take over.
And what did it get you?
A needle in my neck and a nice long nap.
Exactly. You're probably the reason the doctor decided to make a run for it, and then Bella got the drop on both of you. Like Gabby said, if we go after the ship now, all we can do is shoot it down.
Which I'd be more than happy to do, by the way.
Now, come on, no one's shooting anything down.
Killjoy.
Well, since we're not going after her, What are your orders, Mr. Bounty Hunter?
We need to secure our two prisoners before deciding on anything.
Are you talking about going back to Boldabar?
Boldabar? Have you lost your mind? You want to go all the way back to Boldabar and leave me ship again? We'll never be able to find her again.
If you hadn't disabled your transponder to avoid customs, we could easily track it later.
What's this about a transponder?
They're talking about going back to Boldabar to turn in the doctor and his nurse and leave me ship out here. With me transponder disabled, we'll never find it again.
Oh, really? No transponder? Oh, that's a shame.
What do you mean, oh, really? You're the one who disabled it for me.
And I'm the one who turned it back on.
Say what?
Gabby, tune in 1240.
1240. Radar contact.
You turned it back on? Why?
I didn't trust that crazy lot. They're a few roos short of the top paddock. I could have ended up adrift in space, just like me skipper here.
I almost take back everything I said about you, Marco.
Almost?
Don't push your luck.
Well, now that we have a way of tracking the camera, we can deal with our two prisoners and then go back for the other two and draw ship.
I still don't like it, but it appears I have no choice in the matter.
Captain, the camera is headed back to Newmark.
Make sure we're transmitting our transponder so she can track us. I want her to see us departing Cali.
Copy that.
Captain Tam, plot a return course to Boldabar. Once you calculate a solution, transfer it to Gabby.
Working on it.
The rest of you, buckle up and prepare for launch.
I'll contact the hospital and tell them to quarantine the specimen under IDF jurisdiction.
They're going to wonder how long to maintain it. What'll you tell them?
I'll tell them I'll be back.
We just got a verbal go from Leonard. Wave one is arriving.
Roger that.
I'm watching Leonard. He looks a little jumpy.
Here, let me have a quick look. Wish I had a standard IDF pair of binoculars. They not only digitally enhance the subject, but they can also digitally capture the audio.
Yeah, well, I wish I had an M19 laser pistol and some dark chocolate.
Yeah, he's pacing. Oh, hold on. Something just got his attention. Yep. Here comes one of the passengers. And another one. Two more. Six altogether. Round one is on the ground.
So far, so good. I can see they are boarding the bus. No problem so far.
Can you tell if they're carrying anything?
Everyone has a suitcase-sized bag. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Go ahead and text Tracy to let her know the first wave is down.
Hard to believe this is finally happening.
Jim started this case with a simple harassing phone call inquiry. None of us had any idea that it would lead to what amounts to an alien invasion.
Well, that's true. Whenever you think of an alien invasion, you think of a huge hovering spacecraft over the city and the planet being swarmed by alien creatures. Instead, we've got a couple dozen hackers assimilating into our society to cause havoc with computer viruses. Oh, Tracy just got back to me. They're all in place, ready to go on our signal.
Won't be too much longer. Leonard just signaled me that the first STIP has departed.
Do we have any idea where these people, if I can call them that, are coming from?
Our intel suggests that they each arrive separately and pick each other up with one STIP hop at a time. So they were scattered all over the Northeast.
Kind of makes you think there are more other than here and the Southwest.
One good thing is that central facilities located all over the Earth have been put on high alert to detect any activity like this.
Do you think they're just after our resources?
Well, if they need water, Earth's not that good of a choice. One of Saturn's moons has 200-mile deep ocean. Other moons and planets have an abundance of gold and silver. On one planet, it even rains diamonds. This is rage. They just want to disrupt one of the main planets of the IDF.
Hey, it looks like something is happening with Leonard.
The bus is parked between us and the entrance. What do you see?
He's disappeared into the tower. The second wave must be landing.
That's affirmative. They're starting to file out.
They all have the same size suitcase. I count six total.
I confirm six. They're loading up on this bus now.
Headlights flash. That's our signal. Kate and I are rolling out.
Break, break. All units, suspects are on the move.
We'll wait for your tailing team to report. Then we'll follow. Let's hope everything goes smoothly.
Well, do you think we should shut down our equipment?
Yeah. Let's get the parabolic in the trunk.
Let me know when you're rolling.
Roger that. Notify me when you're in position at the apartment, and we'll do the same. And I'll get the cables.
Oh, okay, there he goes. I'm sending Tracy a text to let her know the bus is en route to the apartments. You know, this is kind of exciting.
Yeah, let's just hope it doesn't get too exciting.
Your attention, please. Now we're arriving at 4, stick 343 from Galveston, at 4.
How many more arrivals do you expect today?
That should be the last one. So, anything after that will be your hackers.
So, we should be getting a go for the operation well before sunset. Lenora, are we all set?
I'm ready. I'll be in the main control room.
Are you concerned about being seen?
Yes. As Lister's lieutenant, I was highly visible in the Rage organization. Most of these people coming have worked for Rage before.
So, they've done this sort of thing before.
We use them not so much to sabotage our enemies, but to set up our own systems. In the past, if Rage wanted to disrupt a planet's communication system, they would hire mercenaries, usually Hongans, to blow up their towers.
Hongans like Sam?
Yes. In fact, Sam was sent to blow up the main 911 tower in St. Louis. He failed, of course.
And you took him in as a confidant. I hope you know what you were doing.
It was actually Pierman's idea.
I've known and worked with a lot of Hongans, and Sam is different. He enjoyed Earth culture a lot. When he failed, the promise of giving him glory as a hero on Hongo was all he needed to cross over.
Just like you.
Lenora is quite different. As I've said before, she saw the evil ways of Rage. I'm a good judge of character, and I trust her completely.
Thank you, Simon. That means a lot. Now enough of this sentimental nonsense. Where do you want me?
We'll station you in the central control room.
If you need to stay out of sight, that's the best place to be. From there, you'll be able to monitor every inbound step.
You will then relay that information to each one of us.
I'll go there now. I want to get a feel for their operation.
She really seems to be coming around. Do you still feel like you can trust her?
Had this been prior to Death River, no. However, since that time, she has shown a complete change. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Hey! Did you miss me?
Words can't begin to describe it, Sam. I trust you were able to eat enough to last you for a few hours. Where is Garrett now?
Well, he just dropped me off. He's moving into position. Hello, Scarlet. Do you think your friends are coming?
My friends? Don't you mean your friends?
No, I'm from Hanga. These guys are from Latumas.
Apples, oranges.
Let me think. Apples, because nothing is wasted.
What?
Captain Richards, we have a situation.
Go ahead.
Campus police have just pulled Hank over.
Will this put the entire operation into turmoil? How will this affect the landing in Queens? Will Joffre's team be able to deliver his prisoners to Voldemar in return time to catch Bella? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Takedown.